This is how the story began when he entered his apartment after work. Dusk was beginning to throw its shadows on the Midwestern cityscape, giving the buildings being built, torn down and existent a gray glow of a cool evening approaching. Coming through the apartment, he noticed a number of glasses sitting in various places about the place. Half-emptied cups of lemonade, beer caps and the musky smell in the air of gamblers that lost cash and shoelaces when the nightly Enkel fell. As he went around, a thrill of his old lover's birthday today came through his mind. He wouldn't be the one this year to take her out for some laughs and drinks that had a ring of insane laughter that kept elbows loose. Suddenly, the phone rang in the other room. As he, Frank Pilko, that is, came down the hall to pick up the phone, it was his 12-year-old nephew, Stevie, on the other end.
"Yes, it's me," Frank answered.
"Uncle Frank, we haven't heard from you for a while," Stevie whined a little into the phone.
"Hey, champ, it's been crazy lately.
Oh, tell your brother and mom I'll be out there this weekend. Tell them to throw together their best sampling of meats.
Hey Stevie, how you feeling? I heard you had a bad flu bug."
"Uncle Frank, I don't really want to talk about it," Stevie replied in a grave murmur.
"Hey, was it that bad, Chief?
Or do you still have a lick of it?" Frank asked sincerely.
"Look, don't tell your brother I told you this. But the doctors can't figure out what's wrong with me. They had run test after test and nothing," Stevie came back with a pinched voice.
"Look guy, they're going to figure out what's wrong. Are you able to go to school?" Frank asked.
"Hey, I just have an incurable streak of getting weak, coughing, stomach aches.
You know, a bite of funk," Stevie came back with some bite in his words.
"Hang in there guy and keep going to school. Learn how you learn and walk with your mind. You hear what I'm saying?" Frank said with a tone of irony.
"Hey, Uncle Frank," Stevie said.
"So, did you want to talk about something?" Frank asked.
"Not really. I just wanted to know when you're coming out here.
Need some time with my cool uncle," Stevie said.
"Okay, ready yourself. I'll be out there in a couple of days. I have to rush out to meet some people for a show tonight.
So, send you best to your folks and keep thinking like a kid," Frank told him.
"Keep thinking what?" Stevie asked.
"Like a kid," Frank said.
"Sure. We'll talk to you," Stevie said. Frank hung the phone up and began peeling out of his corporate cloth. As he opened the closet door, a box of photos came spilling down like a warm glass of wine teetering for days on the edge of a dining room table. As they splashed against the ground, Frank laughed and reached for some new cloth for the eve. As he changed, he thought about Van Morrison's moon dance circling the streets around outside. The sweaty rhythm of an urban spark. Lost and tripping over his new trousers he pulled over his lanky foot, he began tripping over the carpet in a folly dance of his own, smashing several pictures of a stack he took in New York City several years ago. Things began making sense again.
Shit, think like a kid. It all made sense.
In the melodrama of human disguise, paying bills, running around for a boss on the greater portion of a chosen day, driving to destinations not chosen by choice, tossing trash into an empty trash can. He stood looking around through the windows that ambled about him.
Christ, what am I doing? Frank thought to himself.
So, he picked up the telephone and his good friend Ramon to tell him he wasn't going to make it to the show. After a couple of questions, Frank told him he had prior plans that had slipped his mind.
Ramon said,
"Cool. We'll talk to you soon," as Frank threw the phone on the bed and began reaching back into his closet for some more clothes. He began stuffing the clothes into his deep green backpack and started thinking about some time on the road to a destination he hasn't seen in his life. This would have to undoubtedly be restricted to the States, so he thought about Washington, D.C. On a Monday night, in the thick of vigor, thought and adventure, he decided he was going to take the several thousand mile plus trek to find some laughs and adventure. After packing up his shit and locking the place, he reached for his keys and climbed into the interior of his 88 Ford Tempo for the trek. As he started the car, he remembered that he had forgotten something in the apartment.
As he rushed back inside to grab his journal, the phone rang. Once, twice, three times, he picked up the phone and whistled a solemn hello. It was a gal he met about a month ago and had run into on an irregular basis at the Midtown bar he swooped into on occasion. She had pulled his number out of frolic in her purse and decided to see how he was doing and if he could catch a cup of coffee on the disc that was slowly turning into Eve. Well, I'm in a hurry right now. I'm getting ready to go on a rather lengthy road trip, Frank said with calm resignation. Hey, Felina responded. Where are you heading?
Washington, D.C., Frank came back.
You have some friends up there or are you going for work? She asked with a teasing string.
For pure pleasure.
I plan on making some friends and running into some souls that speak of the same language and that's starkly different, Frank came back with a jovial tone.
HMM. You going alone?
She asked teasingly.
Yes.
I figure I could use some time with different scenes to collect some folly, Frank said.
Well, you know one of the best ways to get to know someone, don't you?
Felina asked.
I know many ways, but I see where you're heading.
What's on your mind? Frank responded.
I know the trip will be divine alone, yet I know it could be more so with company, Felina said with a playful string.
You want to come along?
It could be 4 days, oh it could easily be a month or more that I'm gone, Frank said.
Listen, sweetheart, I would be willing to do that to get to know you, she said.
Where do you live? He asked.
7610 Sunrise Drive, Felina said with a dose of resigned excitement.
See you in about 10 minutes.
Get packed up, we're heading to the Capitol, Frank said with confidence.
It's apartment 4W in building 362.
I'll be ready, Felina came back with a laugh.
By the by, do you have a job or something? Frank asked.
Well, I did.
See you soon, Felina said.
As Frank clicked the phone off, he began laughing as though a stream of sugar was being tickled slowly down the back of his throat. Then, he grabbed his journal book and headed back out to his car. He turned the key and headed out of his lot down the sparsely populated street and began his trip to Washington, D.C. veering and weaving about with heavy thoughts of how pure and coincidental life was now. Going down the street a chance to pick up a gal he had been thinking about for some time. Thinking this is a cool sign for this gal to agree on taking a long trip with some cat she knows scant about. Moreover, he was thinking that this gal could restore some fleeting flickers of romance that haven't been around for some time. As he rounded the parkway and flew up to Sunshine Drive, he was heading straight towards her place. Another apartment building in a town of soaring home prices.